Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for May 18, 2006, inexpensive sources of useful test equipment. I'm Doug Smith. There are sources of very useful but also quite inexpensive test equipment out there that are useful in the engineering laboratory. And in particular, I'm thinking of the equipment that comes from the amateur radio world, the ham radio world, which some engineers are into. But there's a lot of test equipment available for ham operators in the RF range, up to several hundred megahertz, even into the gigahertz these days, which has great application around engineering labs. I did an article on my website, emcest.com, on July 2002, called Inexpensive but Useful Test Equipment, and there I had a few links to some interesting stuff, and I thought I would expand on that and talk about some updated and useful stuff, even at quite high frequencies. I'm going to discuss four different pieces of test equipment out of the June 2006 QST magazine of the American Radio Relay League and Amateur Radio Organization. The first one comes from antennamodel.com, and this is a piece of software that has all kinds of modeling things for wire antennas. Now, of course, it's intended for antennas that you want to radiate, but it looks to me like this might be handy for equipment cables on equipment that you don't want to radiate. You can see where the lobes are going to be, how efficient the antenna is, the gain, what kind of currents you may have for different feed, and how well matched it would be, and true 3D radiation pattern. It looks like it might be very useful. Again, this is we're using it in a way it wasn't intended. I do that a lot, it seems, but very handy piece of software. Again, it's antennamodel.com. The second piece of equipment is from zapchecker.com, and they have a field strength meter that's very sensitive. I believe they said it was minus 90 dBm, so that would be somewhere around 8, 9, 10 microvolts sensitivity. And again, they're using it to check transmitter fields in the far field, but I'm thinking more like I would replace the antenna on this thing with a little, either a current probe or a little shielded loop of the kind that EMC people use, and sniff around for fields and currents in equipment using this. And I believe it goes up to 1.5 gigahertz from a fairly low frequency. So again, this is a very handy piece of equipment. I think it would be very useful around the development lab looking for potential sources of EMI in your equipment. The third piece of equipment is from timewave.com, T-I-M-E-W-A-V-E.com. And again, they make a number of things, but the thing I'm looking at is a TZ, like Tom Zebra, -900 AntennaSmith, Antenna Impedance Analyzer. It goes from a couple tenths of a megahertz up to 55 megahertz, which would be very useful for like resonant frequencies of boards over pieces of metal, things like that, and maybe two-layer boards themselves, the traces. It measures impedance, reactance, R plus JX, reflection coefficient, generates a Smith chart, all kinds of very interesting stuff. And what I'm thinking here again is not that I would measure a ham radio antenna with this, which people normally do, but rather I would hook it to a, say, between a circuit board and the chassis it's mounted over and measure the impedance between those two and look what happens and find out what frequencies it might make an antenna. And a lot of boards tend to resonate in that frequency range, depending on how it's mounted and how high above the thing, above the metal plane it is. Again, a very useful piece of equipment, the TZ900 AntennaSmith from timewave.com. And, of course, all of these instruments are very cheap compared to what we would normally think of in the engineering world, where we're used to paying tens of thousands of dollars for things. These things are much less expensive than that. The last and fourth piece I'd like to discuss is not so much a piece of test equipment, but an interesting gadget from Palomar Engineers, and their website's palomar-engineers.com, palomar-engineers.com. And again, they make a whole pile of stuff, but in particular, if you check on the left side of their website, check on Balun kits. And they've got this Balun for taking a coaxial cable and feeding a balanced antenna from it. It's not quite what I'm thinking of doing. It's essentially a very long piece of ferrite core. It's 5.5 inches long, and it slips over a coax, so it's probably big enough to slip over some system cables. And I'm thinking this thing must have a tremendous impedance. Looks, it says here, useful from 3.5 to 1,000 megahertz. So what a great common mode suppression gadget this would be if you have a noisy cable And maybe you could mount this inside the enclosure just before the cable exits, something like that. It would definitely require some kind of a mounting, being as long as that. But I'll bet it's got a lot of impedance. It doesn't say right here how much it does. I suppose if I go into the data sheet it would, but my suspicion is it's many, many hundreds of ohms, maybe even 1,000 ohms or more. And you could also use it as a test gadget. You could slip it over a cable to see if it's radiating and if that makes the emissions go down, things like that. Very interesting. It's not a split bead, though. I think you'd have to put the cable through and then put the connector on if it's got a large connector. That's the one disadvantage. And I'm looking at this price here. It's hard to believe, like $15 it's talking about. That's pretty cheap. And it fits RG8U 213 and a few others. Well, RG8U is pretty hefty stuff. It's the size of probably an index finger. So it'll fit over quite a few cables. Again, an example of very cheap but interesting stuff that you might find use around the engineering lab. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Feel free to email me at doug@dsmith.org with any comments, suggestions. And again, thanks for listening.